Welcome to The Secret Truth, Saturday Encore Edition. Charlotte Littlefield and myself, George Butler, welcome you to this weekly weekend encore presentation. The second hour this weekend will be with Todd Fletcher, who's edited over 9 books written by David Ray Griffin. We'll be interviewing Todd Fletcher about David Ray Griffin's book entitled Cognitive Infiltration. Enjoy.
It's not your fault, baby, it's not mine. Not chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you see it coming, no time to beg out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, there'll be no doubt when you see you are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right smack dab in the middle, we are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right on schedule.
The Secret Truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
Welcome to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield.
Okay, we've got our next guest coming up. He is Todd Fletcher. Let me tell you a little bit about him. He's sitting in for David Ray Griffin tonight. David Ray Griffin has experienced some operations and some back problems and recuperating in the hospital and so forth. And he asked his friends, and Todd Fletcher is one of the finest friends of David Ray Griffin and a collaborator on 8 of his books or more, to help him promote this latest book that's just been released, been just published. And the title of that book is Cognitive Infiltration, an Obama Appointee's Plan to Undermine the 9/11 Conspiracy Theory. Todd has assisted David Ray Griffin in the writing of 8 books on 9/11. He also is a co-producer of Guns and Butter, a very popular weekly radio program on KPFA-FM in Berkeley, California. And it's aired many groundbreaking shows on the truth, and especially 9/11 since October 2001. And he has given the public much valuable information. Welcome to our program, Todd Fletcher.
Thank you very much, George.
Well, I tell
glad
you
to be
what,
here.
This, yeah, Charlotte's my co-host there, Charlotte Littlefield.
Hello.
And thank you, Charlotte. Hi there.
Yeah, Todd,
this cognitive infiltration is something else, is it not?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
I mean, this cognitive infiltration book, man, it blows the lid off of what they're doing, does it not?
Yeah, it's quite a book, and it opens up quite an amazing story, really. The title is an odd one, but the words cognitive infiltration come from an article written by a high Obama appointee named Cass Sunstein. He's a lawyer. He's a legal scholar. He was a professor of law at Harvard before he was appointed by President Obama to become the administrator of the White House Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. And he's a personal friend of Obama's. They were professors of law together at the University of Chicago years before, before Sunstein went to Harvard and before Obama went into the Senate. And so they've known each other for a long time. And this term, cognitive infiltration, is Sunstein's term. And it basically summarizes his proposal in an article that he published with a co-author, another professor of law at Harvard University, a junior author named Adrian Vermeule. These two published an article in an academic journal of philosophy called the Journal of Political Philosophy, and they published this article about conspiracy theories. It was called Conspiracy Theories, Causes and Cures. And so to cut to the quick here, because we're talking about this title, his cure for conspiracy theories is what he calls cognitive infiltration. This is his proposal that the government infiltrate conspiracist groups in the United States and break them up. And this is a pretty remarkable proposal. And it's quite complex, this article that he wrote. And it takes someone with the capabilities of David Ray Griffin to take it apart, to show what he's really saying, and to show that there's really no substance to what he's saying. That is, his arguments are faulty. They're deeply flawed. And David Ray Griffin shows all the ways in which these arguments do not stand up to scrutiny. Therefore, his conclusion is not supported by his argument. And so here he is making an unsupported proposal for an illegal operation. This proposal is essentially illegal. So it's quite an amazing situation here.
You know, they can take and twist these attorneys and so forth. They can twist and turn things and make you think that things are white as black and black as white. I mean, this thing called absolutes and getting to the, what we call the truth that both sides of an argument could agree on, is it being muddled around and very too liberally, is it not?
Yeah, he's let's just use Sunstein himself, the senior author, as just to make it easier so we don't have to say they and the two names. Let's just say Sunstein, although he did have a co-author. He uses all the tricks of the trade here. He's both a legal scholar and he was an academic. So he's got academic tools that he uses to make his arguments look plausible, and I suppose he's got some specifically legal approaches. But it doesn't stand up to scrutiny, and Griffin identifies all kinds of flaws in his arguments. But basically, it's a sort of a dense, kind of impenetrable text that has rather Orwellian language in it. He uses a lot of euphemisms. Cognitive infiltration is one of them, and there are others. He doesn't define terms. Sometimes he leaves key terms undefined. Sometimes the terms that he uses shift, you know, the meaning of the words change. He's purporting to provide an academic philosophical analysis of conspiracy theories and the kinds of people who hold conspiracy theories, conspiracy theorists, and in an academic journal of this kind, you know, the assumption is that we're getting a very rigorous, highly, very careful philosophical approach, but it's deeply flawed. And there are gaps in logic. His citations that he cites literature, and a lot of times what he cites actually argues against what he claims. He claims that they support him, but in fact they argue against him, and you know all kinds of flaws like that Griffin was able to penetrate and pull out and expose to view.
Here's something he states in his Democracy and the Problem of Free Speech. Now, this is one of his books. It says he is concerned by the present situation in which like-minded people speak or listen mostly to one another, and thinks that in light of astonishing economic and technological changes, we must doubt whether, as interpreted, the constitutional guarantee of free speech is adequately serving democratic goals. Or this guy's something else.
Yeah. Now, that's a good thing that you just read there, because that gives a flavor of how he argues, the sort of deceptive quality. Because what he's really getting at there is the notion that the First Amendment should, you know, maybe should be abrogated, you know, should be.
He says reformulated here.
Yeah, reformulated. So he's actually.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah, it means eliminate. You know,
it means to destroy it.
Yeah, and now this is a legal scholar. He's actually a constitutional scholar. So it's not an argument really, but he's asserting that under some circumstances the First Amendment should be reversed. This is quite remarkable. He's supposedly preeminent in academic legal field. Apparently he's the most cited legal scholar in the country. He's been spoken of very highly by other Obama appointees like Elena Kagan to the Supreme Court. She's spoken very highly of Cass Sunstein.
Okay, we're going to take a break here and then come right back. But thank you very much, Todd, for being with us this evening. And we'll be back for three more segments. But it's very enlightening, and you make some great comments, insights here. Thank you very much.
Do you feel tired when talking about important topics like money and politics?
Sorry.
Are you confused by words like the Constitution or the Federal Reserve?
What?
If so, you may be diagnosed with the deadliest disease known today, stupidity. Hi, my name is Steve Holt, and like millions of other Americans, I was diagnosed with stupidity at an early age. I had no idea that the number one cause of the disease is found in almost every home in America, the television. Unfortunately, that puts most Americans at risk of catching stupidity, but there is hope. The staff at Brave New Books have helped me and thousands of other foxaholics suffering from sports zombieism recover. And because of Brave New Books, I now enjoy reading and watching educational documentaries without feeling tired or uninterested. So if you or anybody you know suffers from stupidity, then you need to call 512-480-2503 or visit them at 1904 Guadalupe or BraveNewBookstore.com.
Side effects from using Brave New Books products may include discernment, an enlarged vocabulary, and an overall increase in mental functioning.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 1st, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $13.1580. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.50.28, $6.75.14 for a half ounce, or $3.37.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.50.28, $6.75.14, or $3.37.57.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just three capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield. And our guest tonight is Todd Fletcher, assistant to David Ray Griffin in the writing of 8 books on 9/11, also a contributor to Want to Know Info, or I should say wanttoknow.info, and you blog, Todd Fletcher, at 911blogger.com. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
this Cass Sustain is quite a character. Is he not a work of art? Earlier, he advised George W. Bush about the Military Commissions Act. Then later on, the Supreme Court under Justice Stevens held that Bush had no legal authority to create that military commissions. So here is an example of him giving advice to George W. Bush that was absolutely wrong.
That's interesting.
Even as spelled out by our Supreme Court, which in that particular case, they were right.
Uh-huh. That's very interesting. I'd like to say something about why David Ray Griffin wrote this book. This article by Sunstein got a lot of attention from the whole spectrum of civil libertarians, people concerned about civil liberties in the country, and it came out earlier in an early draft version that was posted online. So people actually started reading it prior to his appointment by Obama, and his views in this area were known prior to his appointment by President Obama. But the reason beyond Griffin's thorough intellectual dissection of it, the reason that it's significant for David Ray Griffin to have written the book is that throughout this thing, Sunstein explicitly makes it very clear that the main focus within this broader category of conspiracy theories, the main focus of concern for him is the 9/11, what he calls the 9/11 conspiracy theory. And he says what that is. He basically says it's the theory that the U.S. government was involved in the perpetration of the events of 9/11. In other words, the focus here is on the 9/11 truth movement. And so you get the very clear impression as you read Griffin's book that the concern on his part and the government, perhaps him having been appointed now to the government, concern of the government is, are these theories specifically about 9/11, which consider the government to be involved in the events of 9/11?
Right.
So it's very important that this be clear, that Sunstein is focusing specifically on 9/11 truth organizations, and he's proposing that they be infiltrated by government agents.
Todd, everyone in the 9/11 truth movement considers this, and in my opinion, is the most important event to ever occur in American history. And the reason why it's important is the mechanism is taking this country straight into fascism.
It's very clear. I agree with you
completely. That's the problem with it, and that's mm-hmm. what makes it so important. And that's why, we've got this psychological public out there that has been trauma-based programmed or something, and they don't want to really face this, Do
yeah.
you run into that?
Oh, sure. Of course, it's impossible not to have, been involved now for years concerned with this very issue, and it's hard to get a hearing from lots of people on this. And, if you start to discuss it, you get a lot of resistance. It's not across the board. Some people don't block it out, but many, many people do block it out. Nevertheless, as time has gone on, the 9/11 truth movement has grown tremendously, and it is really gaining traction, and I think the government is concerned. The government has never tried to answer any of the questions that have been raised by the 9/11 truth movement, and they've asserted that their own explanation is true, even though they keep changing their explanation in response to facts that are put forward by the 9/11 truth movement. But they haven't ever debated publicly, and of course the 9/11 commission, the investigation that it supervised was pretty much a farce. The 9/11 commission report is, David Ray Griffin calls it a 571-page lie, and it's a work of fiction. It was authored by its executive director, Philip Zelikow, who was a hired intellectual in the Bush-Cheney administration, rather similar to Cass Sunstein, the hired the hired academic here in the Obama administration, and Zelikow 11 Commission report from beginning to end left all kinds of evidence out. Many people testified at the commission, and their testimony didn't make it into the commission report, not even into the footnotes. The commission report never even mentioned Building 7, the third steel frame skyscraper at the World Trade Center that collapsed into its footprint after 5 o'clock in the afternoon in 6 seconds. And that was never even mentioned in the 9/11 Commission report. So the movement concerned about this important issue, which has such deep implications for our country, it's hurtling toward fascism, as you say. Furthermore, it's aggressive wars. It's launching of wars of aggression, the highest crimes under Nuremberg, under a false pretext that 9/11 was the result of Islamic terrorists attacking the United States, and that out of revenge, the U.S. has the right to, or, you know, not explicitly revenge, but out of, you know, this war on terror, the U.S. has the right to invade any country in the world. The government's concern is that if 9/11 is exposed, if the official explanation is exposed as false, that this will rob them of their pretext for their endless war.
Yeah. You know, our last guest was a historian by the name of Robert Paxton.
Yes.
He actually said, we talked in general about 9/11, but this very accomplished Oxford American historian, Robert Paxton, said that 9/11 was a criminal. It was a criminal event.
No question.
And that's a very important distinction. And, George, I didn't jump in with Robert Paxton, but that is the distinction, because the people that have brought us to this point, they short-circuited our system, and they declared it as an act of war. And it's very interesting that that this historian, who doesn't know all the facts about 9/11, still very much viewed it as a criminal concern, not a an act of war.
Yeah, he could tell that the reaction of the U.S. government was an inappropriate one.
Right. We have no criminal investigation. We have no scientific information. We have no crime scene evaluation. We have witness testimony that's not been looked at.
Yeah. That's very well summarized. Was Mr. Paxton aware of all of those things that you just listed?
No, and we weren't able to bring that up, but he wrote the book, The Anatomy of Fascism. So maybe
he seemed
we'll
to warn us about
these
individual freedoms and rights. You know, we ask him for advice at the end. We've got to take another break here. Todd, we'll be right back, but thank you for being with us this evening. Right back.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Are the threats of a biological attack to the U.S. real?
If biological warfare is real, what should I know before it happens to protect my family?
The answers to the unthinkable are inside a new book by Christian patriot and author Sam Adams, Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack. Inside what's been called the must-have manual for surviving the attack and mass panic that will follow, you will learn what the actual biological and chemical threats are, how to respond to events that are almost certain to happen, what the government's response is likely to be, how some will take advantage of the chaos, and exactly how you should prepare to get Pale Horse, how to survive a chemical or biological attack in hard copy or immediate digital download, go to BioWarSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or buy online at BioWarSurvival.com. That's BioWarSurvival.com.
This is not your father's BioWar Survival Handbook.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh and made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it, with open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations. Get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with
Charlotte Littlefield. And welcome back to our special guest who's here representing David Ray Griffin and his new book, Cognitive Infiltration, Todd Fletcher.
Thanks very much. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, Todd, COINTELPRO seems to pop up in my head. Is this new operation, I mean, it's right out of the president's office, is it not? Right out there in the office of the presidency, right there next to him?
I'm not sure. Are you saying is Sunstein's office right
next
door?
I'm saying
this
operation, supposedly run by Cass Sunstein, is it being operated within the office of the presidency?
It's a White House. It's a White House office, and it's somewhere in the White House. The term COINTELPRO does keep coming up because when you look at the proposal that Sunstein makes for penetration by secret government agents into these groups, into 9/11 truth groups, that's his principal focus, as he admits. It seems similar to what used to go on in the United States when the FBI operated what's now known as COINTELPRO, counterintelligence program was their term. COINTELPRO was their short term for it. And this was during the late 50s and the 1960s. That's when it really took off. And they were infiltrating anti-war groups during the Vietnam War. They were infiltrating civil rights groups, socialist organizations with secret agents who posed as genuine members, whose identities were not known to the other members and whose affiliation with the government and whose purpose in being there was a secret. And what they did in all these different kind of groups, this also included Black Power groups and Native American activists, what they did was they sowed disagreement within the groups, and they did it in a variety of ways. They started rumors about each other, about other people, and they broke down the trust that the people had so that they couldn't trust one another and they couldn't work effectively. And in some cases, there were, you know, serious arguments, fights that broke out, and the groups broke up. And this was all through these government agents, these provocateurs, who were making operations very difficult. Well, the new proposal, cognitive infiltration, is a sort of a modern form of this. For example, the 9/11 truth community is largely organized on the internet. You know, it's not so much people living nearby and meeting together physically as it's people organized around websites and other internet locations. And so cognitive infiltration is one of the things that this includes, is the and it's quite explicit in Sunstein's article, is the penetration of these organizations and their presence on the internet under false identities to sow what he calls cognitive diversity. This is his term. These agents are to create cognitive diversity where there had been earlier cognitive consensus and agreement about what facts mean, an interpretation of a body of fact. So the purpose of these agents would be to question the facts, to question the interpretation of the facts, to provide counter interpretations that then break up consensus, and, you know, from there break up the effectiveness of the groups. He does also call for penetration of local physical groups as well. It's not just the internet, but it's very similar to COINTELPRO. It's also similar to COINTELPRO from the standpoint that these are illegal activities that he's calling for. In 1971, Congress stopped COINTELPRO and passed laws to prevent this kind of thing. Those laws have been weakened since September 11th, but they haven't been completely overturned. And it seems to be the consensus of people who've studied Sunstein's article that the operation that he's recommending with this bogus argument is illegal. So here we have one of the most highly respected legal scholars in the country calling for an illegal operation. This is a very odd thing. It's rather out of character, one would think. And it seems to be a political service that he's providing to President Obama, although the first draft was before he was appointed.
Well, I would think that this is noting that it's out of character and it's illegal and it's going in the wrong direction. I say that's one more step towards fascism. What would you say, George?
Yeah, it is. I mean, but the problem that they have that I see right now is 9/11, the 9/11 truth movement can be their undoing of their whole power base. That's why they must attack it and destroy it. That's why 9/11 truth movement is the most important movement in this country we've ever had. 9/11 was a very heinous, very evil, ingeniously conceived evil act. But in essence, after that, then there is a mechanism through the 9/11 truth movement to undo their power base.
And
that's what they fear the
for?
Most. See, that's why they're after 9/11 truth.
I'm worried about Richard Gage and AE 9/11 truth, because it's really hard to argue with science and physics. And I just worry about the people supporting New York City CAN and AE 9/11 and all the people that have the major websites. I'm concerned for their physical safety and for their emotional and mental well-being.
I agree with you, Charlotte. And Todd Fletcher, along with David Ray Griffin, if I'm not mistaken, did not some of those first books, were they imprinted by or published by a Presbyterian press?
Only one of David Griffin's books on 9/11 has been published by the Presbyterian press. That's the WJK. I forget. The book is Christian Faith and the Truth Behind 9/11. That was his third 9/11 book. It came right after the 9/11 Commission report, Omissions and Distortions. And that was published by WJK, which is a publishing house of that's Westminster John Knox. The name just came back to me.
Right.
That's part of the Presbyterian Publishing. Yes, that's true. Now, why did you wonder about that?
Well, I'm a Presbyterian, and all these Presbyterians gave me feedback on this early on. Charlotte makes a very interesting and a very important point, is that David Ray Griffin was one of the first with stature and yourself with scholar and good research, and others like Richard Gage that came forward, and Stephen Jones and Niels Harriet, you know, that came forward with credentials you could not argue against. And that has given the credibility that 9/11 Truth did not have before, even though actually Alex Jones has been probably the father of the 9/11 Truth movement, but
he's
he did not have those
sure.
credentials that can be put forward to the general public now. Without Alex, we wouldn't even be here talking about tonight on this subject.
I agree. Alex's contribution has been tremendous.
We blessed him greatly because he got us here.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Alex, he claims at least that he even predicted it before it happened. I'm not sure about that, but I've heard that summer.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. I'd like to say these professional organizations that have developed, like Architects and Engineers, and now we've got scientists for 9/11 Truth, pilots for 9/11 Truth, military officers for 9/11 Truth, intelligence professionals for 9/11, and it goes on and on and on. I think that these highly competent and credentialed people have really made a big impact, even though they're not talked about in the mainstream press, and even though David Ray Griffin's books, which I think were very important for the creation of these groups, because I think the first step was folks read his books and then they formed these organizations.
Not one of his books has ever been reviewed
in an American mainstream journal of any kind.
Are they listening to one of your programs out there? Hey, we'll be right back. But they listened to your program and that was instrumental too out there. Okay? We'll be right back. Thank you.
You feel tired when talking about important topics like money and politics?
Sorry.
Are you confused by words like the Constitution or the Federal Reserve?
What?
If so, you may be diagnosed with the deadliest disease known today, stupidity. Hi, my name is Steve Holt, and like millions of other Americans, I was diagnosed with stupidity at an early age. I had no idea that the number one cause of the disease is found in almost every home in America, the television. Unfortunately, that puts most Americans at risk of catching stupidity, but there is hope. The staff at Brave New Books have helped me and thousands of other Foxaholics suffering from sports zombieism recover. And because of Brave New Books, I now enjoy reading and watching educational documentaries without feeling tired or uninterested. So if you or anybody you know suffers from stupidity, then you need to call 512-480-2503 or visit them at 1904 Guadalupe or BraveNewBookstore.com.
Side effects from using Brave New Books products may include discernment, an enlarged vocabulary, and an overall increase in mental functioning.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
GCN.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with my esteemed co-host.
Thank you, George. Charlotte Littlefield, and welcome back to our special guest and representative tonight of David Ray Griffin, Todd Fletcher.
Thanks again.
So, gentlemen, this is pretty serious. How's the book being received? Do you know, Todd?
I think it's being very well received. There's a lot of interest in it. You can get a feeling for that at Amazon, where there are already 19 reviews. It's only been out for 3 weeks. I guess it's been 4 weeks now, and there are already 19 reviews, and they're not the usual, you know, you can tell that folks have read the book before reviewing it. It's getting a lot of interest, and I think it's because the issue is so important here. And there are other things that are related. I'd like to mention the recent FBI raids on the anti-war organizations in Minneapolis and Chicago, because I think that a point about that is that this point was made by Paul Craig Roberts. Are you folks fans of Paul Craig Roberts?
Yes.
Yes, I've interviewed him before, yeah.
Yeah, and he's a very, very fine man and a very intelligent man, and he recently says that he thinks that these raids are preparing the public for a comparable crackdown on 9/11 truth activists. He came right out and said this on a video, on an interview that was done on television. It was Russia Today, which has got a news program, and they interview him rather often. And, you know, from a standpoint, you'll never see him interviewed like that here in the United States, but in Europe they can do things like that. So he connects those raids in of the FBI on these anti-war groups with the 9/11 truth movement, and here we have this high Obama appointee providing an argument for the breakup of 9/11 truth organizations. And I think that, you know, the points that you were making in the last segment about the power of the that Richard Gage and the architects and engineers are putting out there so very well, it's becoming increasingly clear, I believe, to the government that that they've got a serious problem on their hands. And unfortunately, rather than open things up and start to answer questions, they start coming up with rationales for shutting people down and suppressing questions. And this article by Sunstein is a perfect example of that. It's crafted so that the possibility that the government might engage in an open forum with its critics in a debate where experts on both sides, government experts prepared to defend the government's position and experts who would like to criticize that position, could in a public forum lay out the facts, discuss them, and come to some kind of closure, you know, or some kind of progress at the very least. The government won't have anything to do with it. And the article by Sunstein categorically states that this is a waste of time because people in the 9/11 truth movement, he says, are resistant to correction. They're biased against information coming from the government. And so there's no point in the government undertaking anything like this. Therefore, the only thing that can be done, because these groups threaten, the BE calls 9/11 community extremist, prone to violence, likely to engage in terrorist acts. I mean, it really gets very extreme. That because they're such a threat, and he says that they threaten to undermine the public's support for government undertakings, well, that sounds like the wars, the government is really very seriously considering draconian, fascistic, as you say, responses to the situation they find themselves in, the fact that the community of 9/11 truth is growing so fast. And, of course, Richard Gage has been a big part of that as well, as you mentioned.
Right.
Yeah. Those were very serious claims. And we just need to continue communicating, continue looking out for each other, speaking up. You know, we've known about agent provocateurs since the very beginning. And so I think we're going to be a really hard group, honestly, because scientific information, I mean, well, it's a technical matter. You know, 1 + 1 = 2.
Mm-hmm.
And ball speeds and the things you see under the microscope, I mean, these things are going to be very hard to refute.
They sure are. And people who've learned about these things, they're resistant to correction because they have what now amounts to knowledge. This knowledge, you know, someone who knows something is obviously going to resist when someone comes along and tells them that it's not true. You know, knowledge is, as Griffin explains in his book, justified true belief. And some of the conclusions of the 9/11 community now have really, you know, come very close to, if not completely reached, the status of knowledge. And the physical evidence is the classic example of that. When you find the Building 7 falling at free fall speed for 2.25 seconds, as is now admitted by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, well, a building can't fall at free fall unless all the support has been removed simultaneously, which can only be done with explosives. And then they found, as you've mentioned, they found the residue of the explosives in analyses of the dust. Well, these are incontrovertible physical facts. So, you know, you're going to find resistance to correction in people who understand that these are facts.
The laws of physics exist outside of what we think they might be, right?
Yes,
I mean,
they are
what they are,
and
you know.
Some of the defenders of the official account have actually resorted to saying that the laws of physics are highly variable and you can't rely upon them. I mean, it's that extreme.
Well, you know, the founding fathers were based in natural law, too, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so this is ironic that we would use a natural law of physics to try to buoyant our argument very, very well, you know, to reinforce it and to make it a valid argument.
Yeah, it shows that the founding fathers were right.
Well, you know, that right to defend oneself is a natural right.
Well, perhaps, gentlemen, we should set up some sort of counter intelligence operation, and we should set up a report database and where we can start tracking potential infiltrators, because, you know, if somebody asks a stupid question 5 times and then tries to assert a different, what was that, perspective or a different... you know, and we can say, well, no, 1 + 1 = 2.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to
have a hard
time.
Yeah, I think we're pretty savvy, and I don't think they're going to find it very easy to break up these justified true beliefs on our part. Yeah, you know, the thing that's different here is the 9/11 Truth Community is not an ideological group. These are people of all different political orientations coming together around facts and around concern for their countries. The horrific things that have happened, who's done them, and the fact that everything is carrying forward uncorrected. So, you know, it's
that
not
raises
like...
A yeah.
Go ahead.
That raises a question, Todd, concerning this group of people, politically group, like the liberal Democrats, I guess you could describe. Are they coming over to 9/11 Truth?
I would say... No, I would say the liberal Democrats are not much friendlier to 9/11 Truth than say, you know, mainstream Republicans, conservatives. I've actually found that what's called the progressive element in the population, the left of center and the alternative progressive media, have actually been the most insistent that the government account is true and the least open to any kind of questioning. Guns and Butter, our radio program out here in Berkeley at KPFA-FM, it's the only program on the station that will talk about 9/11 Truth. And Bonnie Faulkner, the host, takes a tremendous amount of heat because she continues to cover the story as a good journalist should. She has very high journalistic standards, and she's not backing down. But it's a real battle for her, and has
been since. What group abandoned Cindy Sheehan and her peace movement? What group was that?
I'm sorry, I don't know, George.
That would be interesting to delve into, because there was a group that just turned their back on her. You know what
I'm sorry, I don't know about that.
Okay. Hey, Todd, thank you very much. We've come to the end of our program. We certainly appreciate all the hard work you've done and all the research and stuff and help you've given David Ray Griffin. And We certainly wish you luck and goodwill in the future. And we're going to do this. We stick with it. We tell the truth, and we're going to get some people on our side.
And Todd, send him our best wishes for a speedy recovery.
I sure will. And thank you so much for having me on. It was a great pleasure.
Fletcher.